Chapter 5. The Assessment. The wave of chaos washed over Finn and Lauren. He'd been expecting their car to be thrown into the air like a tumbleweed, for there to be a great rush of sound despite the eerie quiet of the wave so far. He'd expected pain and then darkness. The gray fire extended from horizon to horizon, dozens of stories tall. Fear had gripped him as he'd stared at the impossible force speeding towards the car like a bullet train. The gray wall was filled with roiling fire and was completely opaque. Everything it passed over seemed to vanish from existence. Despite all of that, instead of pain, what he felt was a refreshing coolness sweeping through him. With the speed the wave was traveling, it touched him for less than a second. But for Finn, and every other dormant chaos seed on Earth, time within the wave was suspended. He looked around in awe as he was surrounded by countless motes of light. In the center of every scintillation, he could see potential realities. Finn gazed at the beauty surrounding him in delight, never catching more than a glimpse of the possible futures. What he saw quickly turned his joy into horror. While a few of the images were beautiful, he and Lauren playing with what he assumed was their future children, or sharing a drink with friends as an older man, too many were scenes of violence, horror, and death. Whether by chance or circumstance, far too many showed Lauren dead. He was forced to see her dismembered by small green creatures holding rusty weapons. He had to watch her eaten alive by a sharp-toothed beetle. He even saw her dead in the car with him, staring at him, glassy-eyed, from the passenger seat, blood trickling out of her mouth. It was the realness of the last image that really made him panic. The other images were as hard to conceive of as the gray wave that he was trapped within. He'd already absently realized that the initial calm he felt after the wave hit was not normal. Something was affecting him, simultaneously flooding him with joy while also blunting his emotions. It took seeing the death of his beloved to snap him out of it. With a jerk, he turned his head to be sure that Lauren was still there, that she was still breathing, that she hadn't suffered any of the hundreds of deaths he'd seen in the motes of light. It was only then that he realized he was alone. Not alone in the car. Alone in the universe. He was floating naked in this roiling gray light. There was no car, no sky, and no Lauren. He couldn't allow this. He couldn't lose her. He needed power. He needed power. He needed power.
Lauren, I'll save you. I'll save you, baby.
The labyrinth resonated to the essence inside of him and allowed his action to guide his destiny. Choice accepted. Assessment beginning. Candidate is pseudo-mortal. Formulating test. Suppressing select memories to ensure dedication to assessment. Climb. The words washed over Finn. At the same time, his mind was suppressed. Nothing fundamental about him was changed, but he was left with only the core of his personality, his desire for power, and his fear of losing Lauren. Knowledge also poured into his head, a simple understanding that if he wanted a chance to save Lauren, he had to climb. The higher he climbed, the more power he could amass. He was not allowed to question this. It was simply a statement of fact, a new natural law that defined his state of being. He found himself in a jungle, thick with trees and humidity. From Finn's standpoint, it was the entire world. Any curiosity of how he got there, or question if this was real, was suppressed. A path lay before him leading to the beginning of a mountain. The path was everything, and his choice was to leave this world in safety, or climb and risk his very life to obtain the power to save his love. Without delay, he started running. He'd do anything to save her. If he couldn't save her, Finn's eyes hardened. Then he'd do everything. For the first minute, the path sloped up at an easy grade. Over the next, the incline increased to 45 degrees. A minute after that, The path narrowed until the jungle brushed his arms on both sides. The path grew rocky, then uneven, then covered in forest detritus, hiding small holes that threatened to twist his ankle. The entire time, Finn pushed forward, sometimes jumping over small ravines, occasionally clawing forward through mud on all fours. Low-hanging clouds grew closer and closer, until an hour later he reached them. They covered the trail in a mist so thick, visibility was reduced to a foot. Just before he lost sight of the trail, it ended in another gap. Unlike every other break in the road, this time he couldn't see the other side. To move forward would be a leap of faith. Finn did not hesitate. He would do anything. He could do everything. He leaped. Common rank of the assessment completed. Calculating score. Minimum pass score of C required. You have earned a score of A. Earned points increased by 50%. 15 points earned. Admission to the uncommon rank of the assessment approved. Finn landed hard. The mist nowhere to be found. Snow crunched under his feet, and hard wind made white curls as it blew down the blinding white slopes. Finn shivered involuntarily. Looking behind him, there was no layer of cloud or verdant jungle. There was only unbroken white snow for thousands of feet. Before him lay the path. Do you wish to safely leave the assessment with your points intact? Finn spat in the snow and started running. Climb. The cold blew through his clothes as if they weren't there. The sweat that had coated his body after his jungle run froze, lowering his body temp. His hands shook as he forced himself to keep going. If he'd had proper gear, he'd never have made the mistake of working up a sweat in this environment. But as he was, he would freeze to death if he didn't keep going. Higher up the mountain was a ring of clouds he couldn't see beyond. That was his goal. After the first couple minutes, an inch of snow covered the path. Then two, and then three. 5 minutes later, his shoes sunk into the snow up to his ankles. Cold white powder poured in with each step. A minute after that, the freezing cold hardened the snow on the path enough that each footfall broke through a crust. Soon, blood stained his footsteps from the many cuts he'd obtained. He didn't stop. His body temperature dropped, and his breath made heavy white trails on exhale. The path led to a small cliff. Finn found handholds and climbed. His fingers dug into frozen rock, quickly growing numb. A fingernail tore as his feet slipped. Finn stifled a yell, hanging over 50 feet of space by one hand. No, he thought. My path doesn't end like this. He swung his bleeding hand back to the cliff, grabbed a new handhold, and started climbing again. 20 minutes later, Finn rolled over the lip of the cliff and saw the path once more. Gasping for air, nearly frozen, he started running again. He passed through the layer of cloud. Uncommon rank of the assessment completed. Calculating score. Minimum pass score of C required. You have earned a score of B. Earned points increased by 25%. 25 points earned. Admission to the limited rank of the assessment approved. Finn manifested in a desert cave of gleaming white stone, barely large enough for his body. In the distance, he saw a sandstorm. It was so vast that it covered the entire horizon. Looking down, he saw his cave was perched high in the cliff wall, high enough that the ground was lost in darkness. Above, the sun beat down mercilessly, so hot that his skin burned. He had to squint, but it looked like the top of the cliff was about 30 feet above him. Do you wish to safely leave the assessment with your points intact? Finn's only response was a growl. Climb. He turned, heels hanging over the lip of the abyss, and jumped as high as he could. His hands, one bloody, the other frostbitten, grabbed a rocky outcropping. If he'd failed to hold on, only a dark fall awaited him. Finn did not hesitate. He would do anything. He could do everything. By the time he crested the edge, he was half blind from the sun reflecting off the rock face. His hands were blistered, and his forehead glowed red from burns. He lay there baking in heat that sizzled his sweat before it could run, delirious and in pain. After surviving the humidity of the jungle and the frozen glacier of the mountain, the contrast of dehydration and heat was overwhelming. All Finn wanted to do was rest, but the sandstorm was growing closer. The howling winds had grown loud enough that he could not hear his own voice. The path awaited. Failure meant death. That held no fear for him, but his failure causing Lauren's death was something he could not abide. Fueled by sheer will, Finn forced himself up. For the first time, he spoke, his voice naught but a murmur.
No rest for the wicked.
He began a shamble that was supposed to be a run, and climbed the rocky slope before him. Early wisps of stinging sand came before the storm, robbing him of the little sight he had left. Finn did not stop. He could not. That was not who he was. Stone walls rose on either side of him, the same white of the initial cliff he'd climbed in this latest hellscape. The unmoving sun remained right above him and bounced light and heat between the canyon walls like a mirror. Thankfully, his path was one of dry yellow dirt, diffusing the sun's merciless heat just enough to not melt his shoes. Burns accumulated on every inch of exposed skin. To save what was left of his eyes, Finn removed his shirt, revealing his well-toned brown torso, and wrapped it around his head, a poor man's turban. His chest and back sizzled, but he continued. At times, the path ended in rocky walls requiring him to climb. Scratches festooned his body, and his pants were long since ripped. Blood flowed from gashes, and his dry lips were white with chap. The path narrowed continually, the white walls never offering respite from the light or heat. Brushing against one meant being seared by scalding rock. The worst was when the path ended in a wall so smooth it could have been a mirror. The cliff ledge was only 20 feet above, but the path had disappeared. Gone was his beloved yellow sand. All that was left was the skillet-hot white rock in front of him and on either side. His path was gone. Hopelessness and despair filled him before he ruthlessly crushed them. That was the way of weaker men. His path could only go forward. With that affirmation of who he was, Finn realized the answer was obvious. He did not hesitate, despite what it would cost him. He could do anything. He would do everything. His hands shot out to either side, welded onto the several hundred degree white rock, and filling his nose with the scent of barbecue. This time he couldn't help the scream that was wrenched from his throat. His left leg braced against the wall as well, and he lurched upward. His hand left a bloody print of flesh on the wall, before searing into place again, higher up. Like that, at the cost of his body, his blood, his sanity, he continued on the path, leaving a trail of blood and pain behind. When he reached the top, his mind had gone beyond pain. With an odd detachment, he saw bone poking through on one palm, stark against the red and black mess of both his hands. The sandstorm had only fully reached him, promising scouring winds in moments. Before him was a wall of mist. Finn stumbled forward. Limited rank of assessment completed. Calculating score. Minimum pass score of B required. You have earned a score of S, plus 25% points. Points for this assessment doubled. 75 points earned. Plus 100 points for completing the assessment of the mortal tier. Restoring the candidate's health. Admission to the heroic tier assessments approved. Admission to the scarce rank of the assessment approved.